Here's your midday brief for Monday, June 13th. I'm Trina Nari for The Wall Street Journal. The S&P 500 started the week in bear market territory. Global stocks tumbled and bond yields jumped as fears over inflation rattled investors around the world. The S&P fell 3.1% in morning trading. If the loss holds to the market's close, the broad index would fall into bear market for the first time since 2020. The Dow Jones and the Nasdaq were also both down. Federal Reserve officials are beginning to signal that higher unemployment rates might soon be looming, a consequence of the Fed's efforts to dampen inflation by raising interest rates. This is a reversal from last year, when their policies provided strong economic stimulus to jumpstart the labor market's recovery from the pandemic. This week, the central bank is expected to raise its short-term benchmark rate by a half percentage point. And officials are expected to start penciling in more rate hikes to deliberately slow hiring and economic growth in an effort to cool inflation, which hit a 40-year high in May. And surging inflation is not only having an impact in the U.S. The U.K.'s economy contracted for the second straight month in April, an indication that rising prices for energy and food caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine are likely to drag down global growth this year. According to the UK's statistics agency, gross domestic product fell by 0.3% from March. However, the main reason for the decline in economic output in April was a winding down of programs designed to contain the spread of COVID-19. The UK also faces trade tensions with the European Union over the implementation of its exit agreement, known as Brexit. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.